Okay, we are going to be learning tonight the halachas of duchening, which seem to be. I think there's a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings with regards to this halacha of not looking at the hands of the kohanim during duchening. We'll be speaking about the kohanim not looking at their own hands, as well as the yisraelim not looking at their hands. Is there an obligation to put a talit over your head? Or maybe not. We'll also be discussing about the singing, the tunes, and we may even get up to a fascinating discussion. What happens if the whole shul is just a shul full of kohanim? Imagine that. Kohanim only minyan. Fancy that. Kohanim only minyan. Do they duchen if there's only kohanim? Only kohanim. Do they go and duchen? Or maybe not. Okay, we'll be discussing that and see if Chofei Mietz Hashem. Simon Kuf Chof Ches. And we are up to Seif Chof Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Eina Kohanim Reshoim. Lenagen Bevirkas Kohanim. The Kohanim are not allowed to be menagen, to sing. Tune. Bevirkas Kohanim, during Bevirkas Kohanim. Shnayim to O Shloisho, three Nigunim. Kohanim are not allowed to sing two or three Nigunim, mishum, because the ikel emechash letiru vadas, he may be very confusing. If there's two or three nigunim, it may get very confusing. Ve'en le'nagein, rather, en le'nagein, when he's only supposed to sing, only, nigun echot, one tune, metchil v'atzoy, from beginning till the end. There's two understandings in this Shulchan Aruch, that really what it's talking about, since if Kotnu pay base in Mishnah Berurah, says as follows. People are going to get very confused because it's various nigunim. They'll get all confused, which posuk are we up to, which word are we up to. Although the chazan calls up before them, called tevo v'tevo, every word, mikon mokoim, nevertheless, ale netirov daitom, because it's all confused, because when nigunim, yishkechu, gamkin kias amikro, they'll even forget whatever the word is being said, they'll forget, they'll get all confused, and they're going to mess it all up. So therefore, the halacha is, that when it's not meant to go, the kohanim are not meant to sin various nigunim. One nigun, stick to one nigun, metchil about soif from the beginning until the very end. Slightly different shaila is if cotton pay base. Ve'en lenagen. Ve'chen achazonim b'chol mok mishem menagnim, lo yinochen shenagnu b'inyin echod har b'nigunim. He said that similarly also, if there's few kohanim, who they all sing different tunes, that's also obviously very, very confusing. Imagine one kohen sings one tune, the other one sings the other tune, and that's very confusing, and that's also not permitted. So first of all, during Birkas Kohanim, from the beginning until the end, must be one tune, and second of all, that don't various chazan, various kohanim should all stick to the same tune. It would be much too confusing if there's few tunes going on at the same time. Right, so that's interesting, that it's true that generally there's one tune, and that's very much in line with what we're seeing over here. There's one tune. It is not true, however, that it's the only tune, because there's other shuls elsewhere who have got on nigunim. In fact, there's one shul in particular that I'm aware of that has got every yom tov a different tune. Every yom tov a different tune, yeah. So there is that, it does exist. But I think generally, normally, you've got a VIP position. We feel odd starting with that, I must say. But we're talking about the tunes that one should try to, the kohanim should try to sing one tune and not various tunes. The main reason is, I think it's mentioned over here in Seif Cotton. What's that? In 89. Ah, yes, that's right. In the Tumas Hadesh, it's not Mishnebu, it's on the side of Ora. He brings Shaminig Lenagin Babiakas Kenim Beneima, where Kenim Ayudim, he says that the Mekoya for that is, because like the Gemara says in Kiddushin that in the Beis Hamikdash, you would say the Kohanim would say Yeshem of Hashem Yud Beis Oisius, and whilst they would say the Gemara Taka says Mavlin Oisio Ben Imes Achem Hakohanim, the name of Hashem would be said, and in order that people wouldn't hear it, it would be swallowed up. It would be said in a way that it would be like unheard, not clearly identifiable because of the tune that would be sung. Correct. In Eretz, they don't do the singing on Yom Tov. On weekdays, it's like they don't.
Yeah. In fact, there was a bunch of Americans, a bunch of English, and they were trying to work out what tune they wanted to sing. And they kind of had to sort of like, settle on something. But they definitely were singing.
Right. Okay, I hear. But the weekday shtickle are over.
It could be a chutzpah thing, maybe because they'll go to a second day minion. They were only chutzpah there, so they wouldn't have done.
Right, interesting. I hear. Okay, see, Chof Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Mishtadin Sheyamakre Yisrael. One should try that the Makre, to one who says, Yivarech Echo, and he goes to the three Psukim, the Makre, should be Yisrael. The one calling out, he should be Dafke Yisrael. And if the Chazan is a Kohen, we mentioned that previously, if the Chazan is a Kohen, Yamod Yisrael Etzloi, a Yisrael should be standing near him, Vayikro Kohanim, and he should call out Kohanim, Vayakre Oysam, and he should call out the three Psukim. Vachazan Oymeit, and the Chazan stands still. Vashoysek, and stands still. So we're learning over here that the halacha of being a Makre is Dafke, that he should be a Yisrael. Says the Sifkotan Pehei Mishneh Berurah says, Sheyamakre Yisrael, Chenkos v'Rambam, the source of this is a Rambam, V'asmecha Akro, and it's the source of it is a, there's a smichza in the Pasuk, Shenema, Emoi Lohem, say to them, Michlal, we learn from them, Sheyamakre Mehem, that the one who calls out is not from them, Emoi Lohem, speak to them. So, if you are speak to them, and the them is the Kohanim, that implies that the one who actually speaks out is not Israeli, and he must be is not a Kohen, he must be Israeli. Lefiza, lefiz, minogenu, shashatsu, makre, according to us, that the shats is the makre, kmushkos, if you give me mele, tzorich, leshtal, lechatchila, shashatsu, evi, lefnatevo, you lo ye Kohen. We're learning of it, lechatchila, it is not now that, lechatchila, nowadays that the makre is the chazan himself, lechatchila, one should try that he shouldn't be a kohen. That the chazan for Muslim should not be a kohen. We're learning over here that it's a shtickle, a shayla. That whilst it's possible to arrange that the kohen himself tuchans, and we've spoken about that in previous year. However, lechatchila, try to avoid it. If you've got a choice of shluchat tziba, try to avoid punk the kohen for that Muslim that you do pekas kohenim, if possible at all. Give him shachis. Give him shachis. Yeah, it sounds like it's fine. It sounds like it's fine. It sounds like it's lav dafke Yisrael. It just means lav fuke kohen. Yeah. Seif chav gemel shulchan aruch. Besha shakohenim, that's the topic that we mentioned earlier. Besha shakohenim evochim ha'am. When the kohenim bench the nation, lo yabitu, one should not look, not stare. For yasichu daitam, they should not take their mans off either. Lo yabitu, do not stare, for lo yasichu daito, not to take their minds off. Ela only. You a name, klape mato, their eyes should be facing down. Kumoi, shoime befele, as if you'd be davening. Ve'om, and the yidden in shul, yechavnu lebrocha, they should have in mind the brocha that the kohenim are saying. Ve'u pneim keneget pnei hakohenim, their faces should be facing the kohenim. For lo yistaklu bohem, they should not look at the kohenim. And the Rambam adds to this halacha, "V'gam ha'kohanim, and similarly the kohanim, lo yistaklu b'yideihem, the kohanim should not look at their own hands. Al kein, therefore, leshnagu, the custom is, leshalshel ha'talis al pneihem, to spread over the talis over their faces, v'yideihem, and their hands, chutz le talis, beyond the talis. V'yesh mekoimois, and there are places, shenagu, that the custom is shedem bifnim min ha'tales, that the hands is inside the tales, shleistak lo'om bohem, to avoid that Yidden should be looking at the hands. So sif chov gemar sif cotton peches mishne bura k'mo shomet betfila shari mispalelin sheivorech Hashem yisborech es Yisrael. So first of all, the aloch, why is it that the kohanim have to look down during Birkas Kohanim? Why do they have to look down? So the answer is because it's like Shemoneh Esrei, it needs full concentration, full kavana. And like by Shemoneh Esrei, you need to fully concentrate. Similarly, also during Birkas Kohanim, you need full concentration. You are benching Klal Yisrael, and you need full kavana. And therefore, you look down. You can't look at a sit, you can't look at a machzor. So look down for full concentration. Yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in Mishnah Berurah shortly. We'll get to that. Lo yistaklu bohem Mishnah Berurah seif katan pei tes. Roitzleima, loy bifnei ha-koyanim. Do not look at the koyanim, v'loy bi'ideim, and not their hands. V'atam. What is the reason? V'atam hu gamkin shelo yisichu daitu me'abrocha. In order to increase concentration and kavonim. If you start staring at the koyanim, and you start looking at their hands, you are not going to concentrate. If you're not looking at it, you're going to be looking at your own seder, your own machsa, you're going to be concentrated, you're going to be, you're not going to be exposed to looking at the Kohanim, you're going to be able to concentrate on the broch of the Birkas Kohanim. Ve'im kein kol shken shel yistaklu b'mochem acher, kal v'chomer. And not only if you're already not allowed to look at the Kohanim's hands, and if you're already not allowed to look at the Kohanim, kal v'chomer, you're not allowed to look at the window. Because the reason why you're not allowed to look at the Kohanim's hands is because of kavana. Concentrate, they are benching you now. Concentrate. So similarly, of course, you're not allowed to look at. Right. Umedina, einoy osu. Now, really, says the Mishnah Berurah, there is no issa, elo only beistaklus merubo, staring. Shiyochoy lovo lidehezchadas, that is going to lead into a, not concentration. Avol reiyek tzas, just a quick glance. Shori is permitted. However, the dafke bizman hamikdash, because in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, shoyim mevorchim b'Hashem ha-mefurash, when they used to bench Klal Yisrael with Hashem's explicit name, v'ashchina hoyso shur al yideihem, and Hashem's presence was dwelling on the hands of the koyanim, hoyo osu afilu riyek tzas, then even a quick glance would be forbidden. Mashen kein, however, bizman hazeh nowadays. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, noyagin gam achshav, the custom is that even nowadays, zeichel hamikdash, as a remembrance of the Beis Hamikdash, shelo lehabit bohem klal, the custom is not to look at all. This is a fascinating Mishnah Berurah, I think there is a lot of misconception. We're learning as follows. Really, there's two levels. Let's just get that clear. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohanim's real duchening used to be on an extremely high level, and there we find that Shema Mefurish was said, and there we find that the Shechina was Shor Alidem. Do you know exactly what that means? What does that mean? The Shechina was... I don't know exactly what that means. But there, because the Shechina was so powerful, the presence was so intense, you wouldn't be allowed to look at the Kohanim at all. That was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. This is not relevant today anymore. Really, as far as that is concerned, you're allowed to look, sorry, but your hands are not, you're not that great, and really, would be allowed to look at you performing a Birkas Kohanim. Really would be allowed to look at Kohanim. However, since there is an additional problem, and the problem is that if you start looking at the Kohanim too much, you're not going to be concentrating at the Birkas Kohanim at all. You're not going to be focused and concentrated. Therefore, staring at the Kohanim staring at the Kohanim is forbidden. Quick glance, according to that, would be okay. However, there is it's a strong minik, but a minik is that Zeichel HaMikdash, like in the Beis HaMikdash times, there was a rigid point of not even glancing, not even a quick glance. So similarly also, where Zeichel HaMikdash, as you remember the Beis HaMikdash, we also mark not to look at all. That is the concept. That is the concept. Yeah. If you are not part of that minion, let's work this out. Let's say a person has had heard his Birkas Kohanim, he davened Hashkama. Okay. And now he's just walking through that minion. What do you think? So is there a issa of looking at the Kerim's hands. Oh, it's an interesting question. So let's work this out. Does he have to listen to the Kohanim? Okay, does he have to listen to the Kohanim? So the answer to the second question is that he doesn't have to listen to the Birkas Kohanim, but it's an additional mitzvah if he does. But he doesn't really have to. So thinking about your first question, what do you think is the halacha? Can he look at the fingers of the Kohanim? If he's had already, pardon? Very well. So the answer is that the first point does not apply. The Kavona doesn't really apply. Kavona doesn't really apply, but the minig of Zeh HaMikdash would apply there as well. Yeah?
I understand. If the whole, aside from the minig, the whole the reason that we wouldn't be allowed to look, to be mistakel at the Kohanim is because of Hezekadas from the Bracha. Why are we permitted to say all these
Yerot? Because that is a good question. It's a very good question. The answer is because it's not actually during the actual bracha. It's in between. And more than that, it's probably in line with the kavanah that you're meant to have, probably. But I think most importantly, the answer is probably because it's not mamash b'shas the bracha. Yeah. Yeah. Very good question. Very good question. So the question that they asked, that the poskim asked, so until when actually I'm allowed to look at it? What would be the halacha, based on what we just discussed now, the two reasons why we don't look at the fingers? What would be the halacha once they're finished? They're finished, you're finished saying the tefillah, and they're finished now. And now, the kohanim are finished, but the hands are still up. Just in the turning round. You know that second of the turning round, and you quickly want to just check who's actually going and how did it. Yeah. So would you be allowed to look at that point? Is there, let's work this out. If it has kavon and hezchadas, there's no issue. And if it's als zichle mikdash, also doesn't apply. Therefore, the poskim say that actually, zichle mikdash doesn't apply because in that, why do you say the pshita zeh chalamik doesn't apply?
The block is finished. There's no more.
It's still facing the
arms. Yeah, but you're right. The poskim actually say, I hear what you're saying. But the poskim say that since it's not really the broch anymore, it's not the mitzvah anymore, it's just the winding off. So therefore, actually, it's not, the minig doesn't apply anymore. It's not, the minig is only zeh chalamik dosh, and in the mikdosh itself, the mitzvah would have been completed already. Consequently, actually, at that point, zeh chedesh, when they're finished saying the bracha, what's the last word? Shalom. So then at that point, actually, if you're finished, you're finished, tefillah, they're finished, you're actually be allowed to look at it. Just before they're turning around, you're actually allowed to look at it.
We don't
have chumras in a minute, that's right, yeah. So that's true as well. If they haven't started, what do you think would be the halacha? Probably at that point, I don't know. Probably at that point, it's fine to look, I suppose. What do you think? It's not mamash shas the bracha yet. There's no kavana issue, and I don't think the minig applies either. So zeh chalamik doesn't apply. So I suppose.
What kavana do you have to have? You're not being motzi.
No, but you're. It's not a kavana of being yotzi. It's just a kavana of fulfilling the mitzvah, like when you. You are certainly according to the Bialocha that we learned, quoting the Charedim, there is a mitzvah to be Mizbarech. Do you remember the Sefer Charedim, very, very first Bialocha? Sefer Charedim said there is a bracha to be Mizbarech, but Kivei Ege brings it down as well. So he says, Hem Nami Bichtala Mitzvah. So certainly according to that, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I can't think of more.
More distractive.
Yeah. More distractive than the kids.
It's interesting. It's funny how things develop.
Pebbles falling off, and this one, once had a peak. And this,
yeah, it's funny.
Much concentration
with I hear that's funny. That's really funny. That's really funny how things develop. But ideally, yes, that's also without a doubt the whole makor of putting a talus in order to improve a person's kavana. That's, you know, don't look around and kavana. Okay, that we'll see soon. That we'll see soon where that comes from. Yeah, we're going to see that even the mechitza shel Basel is not mafsik. Once you're in the right area, once you're in the right spot, you can even have an iron wall and it won't disturb. Panim is just the facial direction, not anything else. Okay, Sif Chav Dalet. Can I just finish off over here? I need two Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Tzadi Aleph and Sifkot and Tzadi Beis. Halkei Nagu, the minig is, says the Mishnah Berurah. Uminig zen yoyse nochon, so that's the right minig to actually do that, to have the, how do you take a do, Rabbi Kagan? Do you have the, where do you put the talis?
Over the hands,
Taka. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says. That minig is the proper minig in the name of the Gaon and Shaach Roinim. Sifkot and Tzadi Beis with them chutz the talis. Pedakim Moshe Moisef, gam ha'om, noegin lechatz p'nei betalis. Not to be confused with the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Dakei Moshe, so obviously also the Ramah, but Dakei Moshe says that the Yidin are also known to be mechased to cover their faces with the talis. That's where it comes from, the meaning to cover your face completely. That's this Mishnah Berurah here. Kedei in order shelo yochlo listakel b'yidei kohanim, that it should not get in at all to look at the hands of the kohanim. Yeah. So that's where it comes. That's Mishnah Berurah. It says the minhag is for Israelim also to cover that. It doesn't say over here about having your children around you, but that's what it means though. Seif Chav Dalet in Mishnah Berurah. Am Shachoyrei HaKoyanim. Okay, that's going now to the, you spoke about the firing line. Shulchan Aruch discuss it. Am Shachoyrei HaKoyanim. Tiyinu are behind the Koyanim. Einam Bichdal the Brocha. They are not getting the Brocha. It's not helping them. It's not getting to them. It's not affecting them. If you're behind the koyein, sorry, it's not going to work. Einam bichlal bocha. It's not bichlal de bocha. They don't include the bocha. Avol, however, melifneim if they are before the koyanim, uvetzideim and they're on their sides, just right on the sides. Afilu mechitza shel bazel. Even if there is an iron wall, einam afsekes is not interrupted. For the achoyreim. And now, with people behind them as well, Bechorim Nami, people behind them as well, Im hem anusim, if they are onus, they have no choice in the matter. It's not their choice to be behind, but they were forced to be behind. We'll see soon what that means. Kegoin, such as Am Shebesodos, Hidnu are working in the fields, Nebuch, they would love to be in shul, but they haven't got a choice. They're hard working in the field now. We'll get to that. Am Shabbosodos Shem Trudim Bemelachton. They're working on in the fields. Ve'einam Yicholim Lovoi, and they are unable to come to shul. Hem Bichlal Abrocha. They are included in the bracha. Well, the simple answer is that's right. Simple answer. Yeah. So we're learning now again just to understand that really people in front are included in the bracha. People on the side as well. Behind the chazan, behind the kohenim, you're not really in the bracha. The only exception is if you're onus. If it's beyond your control, then even if you're behind, you're going to be okay. What's the example of somebody who's beyond control? Hardworking men in the fields. Hardworking men in the fields, the field may be behind you. Fields may be behind you. They haven't got a choice. They'd love to be in shul. But they have to work hard. They're onus. They haven't got a choice. What happens if they leave the fields? Like everything is it's not going to happen. So they are onus, and therefore they are included in the bracha, although they're not in front of the kohenim. Yeah. The shliach tzibur now. Yeah, the chaz normally is he on betzad or is he behind?
Depends where the
right. There are kohenim. Pardon. Right. Right. I think generally it works out fine. Ah, he would be a problem. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I mean, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say something which probably helps with that as well. Mishnah Berurah is going to say something, yeah.
Downstairs, there would be a problem for the
Rav. Yeah, so people generally, unlike what the Mishnah Berurah said, generally, people who are mamash in the front, they could go to the front. Noticed? Yeah, people from the very front, like Drov, and people mamash in the front, mamash mizach, they move behind during Birkas Kohanim. Yeah, I think that's what most people are marked, but yeah.
So including an honest would be mothers with young children who can't come to school, presumably.
Sure. Sure, you're saying that people, not people are makpid. People are mothers tend to be very makpid to come to duchening. Is that what you're pointing at? Yeah. Well, it's yeah. Yeah. And there's also an interesting point we're going to see. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's a good question. Do they actually? It's the loshen is him. The loshen is him bichlal bracha. The part of the bracha. It looks like it's quite. It looks like it's quite automatic. Yeah, good haora. Good hour. It looks like they're in Bichlal the Bracha, they're including the Bracha. Yeah. It sounds like they're just stam including the Bracha. Good hour. Yeah. Okay. So, right, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot and Tzadik Hei, Avam Lifnei Vitzdem, Perish, Loi Mi Boya Elushim Lifnei HaKoinim Meshuchim Letzdodim, Pshit Bichlal Bracha. If you're a little bit on the side, you're for sure including the Bracha. Hello, Afilu Kenegit Tzdodim HaKoinim Mamash. If you're Mamash, right, I think it means Mamash, in the line next to Kohenim, you're fine. I feel like you're including the Bochem. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, Lefiza, I'm skipping a line. Oysna and Oymdim Bekoisle Mizrochi, people are on the Mizrach wall, they're on a Kurdish Boilek Tzasle Mizaknez, Kohenim Oymdim Lefanov, and on Bechal Bochem. So, Mishnah Berurah says that people who are mamish like the Rav, you mentioned the Rav, people are mamish in the Mizrach Wand, there are really a problem. But the Bach says they're fine. Tarshav Kolechot, Kohenim Oymdim Bezaknez, people are buying places in shul, chashum kanus, are considered an onus. So if you're buying, if you bought the Rav's place, and you don't want your Rav's place, and you're really behind the kohanim, he says that's fine because you bought the place, so you're considered an onus. I don't know why that's considered an onus. Person Mishnah Berurah said, it's like an onus. Reb Gideon, why is it an onus? You can't push somebody away, but for a minute, surely you'll find a space in there. In the, like nowadays, we find space. So that's what he's talking about. It's physically you can't actually move out. Okay, so if you bought a place, you're fine.
Went to the Ramash Shul in Krakow. And again, it's like one of these. It's very cramped and very small.
Right.
And
you wouldn't be able to move for Beker's Kohanim away from your place. Yeah, yeah. Yes, Mishnah Berurah says, "Aval ein zemaz maspek the bekal yochalim tzemokim ponu lamot betzidah kohanim or beemtza bezeknes alabim." He says, "Sure, you could find a little bit of a space." Hayburach me'arove shel bezeknes. He says that lichay you would be able to find another place. Doesn't really understand why, but the Bach does say if you bought a place, you're fine. You're considered an onus. Right, Sifkon Tzadivov says an important point. If you're not an onus, you're certainly not allowed to be. If you're not an onus, you're certainly not allowed to be behind the kohanim. You're showing that the bracha is not important to you. Because you're not facing the kohanim. You're showing it's not important for you. To recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem, we learned about tunes have to be one. Has to be one tune from beginning to end. And the kohanim also should be makpid to try to attempt to sing the same tune. We learned that the makir should be a Yisrael. We learned that the kohanim should not look at their fingers during the bracha, they should concentrate. We learned Yisraelim also should not look at the fingers of the kohanim, and the kohanim they should concentrate on the bracha. And we learned about the minhag to cover oneself with the talis. We learned that yidden behind the kohanim are not included in the bracha. So one should always be facing the kohanim during the Birkas Kohanim, unless you're an onus. If you're an onus, such as a person, you're nevertheless included in the bracha. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.